Hello, everyone. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to worship today. We are so pleased that you're here. It's wonderful to be with you, to worship God, to see His majesty and glorify His holy name. We're still in the season of Easter, celebrating the work of the cross for the forgiveness of sins and the resurrection of the Lord into eternal life. We celebrate this particularly today as we come to the table. All who love the Lord are welcome because it is His table, not ours. Do you have your communion elements ready? So if you don't, please pause this recording and prepare either wine or juice and some crackers or bread. And hear this land acknowledgement as we work individually and as the church to love our First Nations neighbours. We are honoured to gather, serve and worship on the traditional and unceded territory of the Qualicum First Nation, the traditional keepers of this land. We seek to live with respect for these original peoples and to honour their values and the land they have called home for thousands of years. We also pay our respects for and acknowledge the lives lost and the courage of the survivors of residential schools, and commit to support, advocate for, and contribute to the implementation of the calls to action of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada. The Word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all. We light the Christ candle, knowing that Jesus is our hope, our peace, our joy, and the source of love. Let's speak our intention to worship together. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with God's gathered community. How amazing are the deeds of our God! Everything God does reveals God's glory and majesty. God's righteousness never fails. How gracious and merciful is our God. And friends, let us pray together. God of all time and space, you initiated the relationship of love and generosity with creation at a time before and beyond all knowing. Through the Word and the Spirit, you continue in eternal love for all beings. Fill us with a deep and abiding awareness of your presence, your call, and your grace in our lives and in our world. Shape us into the people you have made us to be, poured out in creative mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ in all creation. Amen. And in humility and faith, let us confess our sin to God, who is faithful and just, who will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's pray the prayer of confession. Everlasting God, we know how easy it is to forget your presence and power in our lives. Focused on our daily planners, we do not pay attention to the night sky and the stars that glitter. Surrounded by sounds of anger, violence, and hate, we have trouble listening to your whispers of hope and grace. Forgive us. There is no one who can hold a candle to you when it comes to mercy and hope. Lift us to our feet so we may walk with you. Fill us with your strength so we may serve your people. Touch us with your healing so we may proclaim to everyone the good news that has come in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Let us hear these words of assurance. Friends, hear this good news. The love of God is wider than the sea, and in Christ we are forgiven. We are loved, we are claimed, and we are empowered to begin again. Thanks be to God. In response to God's love and the fellowship we share, we pass the peace to one another. So let us be salt and light to each other, giving and receiving forgiveness in the name of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you. As we gather at the table this morning, friends, let us hear the words of our new creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning. This morning we are reading Psalm 11. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
For today, I made a promise to myself to follow an old adage for preaching, remembering lectures convey information and sermons inspire action. Today, I hope to teach, delight, and persuade/provoke. And let's start with the teaching bit, but just a small bit. Our scripture reading today, Psalm 111, verses 1 to 10, the working preacher site tells me, Psalm 111 is classified as an individual hymn of thanksgiving in which the singer gives thanks for God's goodness in delivering them from various life-threatening situations such as illness, oppression, or enemy attack. Those words of thanks recount not an event of God's deliverance of an individual, but God's deliverance of an entire community. Psalm 111 is a window through which the purposes of God for each generation of God's people can be clearly discerned. They are a signpost pointing to God's enduring care and claim. As believing communities hear, celebrate, and acclaim the stories of the great deeds and wondrous acts of God performed on their behalf, they maintain and make ever new their claim of being the people of God. Today we, this generation of God's people, also gather to claim and celebrate our inheritance as people of God, and we also gather to offer our thanksgiving for the enduring love of God. An enduring love of God captured by the psalmist in verse 9, where it is written, "He set his people free and made an eternal covenant with them. Holy and mighty is he." That is from the Good News Bible. God has set God's people free. Psalm 111 was and is truly an emancipation proclamation for the earliest of God's people and for all of God's people. Freedom at last, freedom for all people, freedom for all time. Thanks be to God. Now, a bit of delight. The greeting card sits on the same bookshelf as my collection of books on theology. The books range from worn thin to never read. On the front of the greeting card is a picture of a house, the kind my grandmother might have lived in. It has a nice, inviting porch that would hold a couple of chairs comfortably. Nice house, nice yard, nice porch. The word on our daughter's greeting card are as follows. Breaking the ends off green beans with your grandmother is a charming memory. Unless you did it for an entire summer while your friends were at the public pool, learning how to kiss with their eyes closed. Our youngest daughter, Kelsey, gave me that card in 2004, 22 years ago. At a time I was transitioning from school district work back to work in the United Church. It would be the third and final time I would make that transition from the work of the head, that being the accounting, the finance, human resources, and facilities of BC school districts. I was transitioning back to the work of the heart, the work I have done in ministry and the work I do here as minister at St. Stephen's United Church. And Kelsey penned some words inside the card for me. She said, "Congratulations on breaking the ends off green beans for so many years, time in the school district, and now on to kissing lessons at the pool, being a guru. I'm so proud of you. Heart shape, the little guru." Kelsey shared with me when she gave me that card that from the age of 4, she was worried that I would drop dead of a heart attack from having to attend school board meetings. She never told me what she thought would happen to me of having to attend church board meetings, but regarding the heart, her work was not unfounded. And I know she was glad I was leaving that stressful part of my life and moving into something she believed to be life-giving for me. And she found that perfect card to express her thoughts. Breaking the ends off green beans with your grandmother's a charming memory, unless you did it for an entire summer while your friends were at the public pool learning how to kiss with their eyes closed. He set his people free and made an eternal covenant with them. Holy and mighty is he. Psalm 111 tells us that God has set us free and that God wants us to have life in all its fullness. Life in all its fullness. Green beans on the porch with grandma, or eyes closed at the swimming pool with friends. I confess that despite Kelsey's best wishes for me, I sometimes feel like I still spend too much time on the porch with grandma when I'd rather be down at the pool in the deep end with friends, eyes closed. The same daughter upgraded my library with a new book entitled What Dying People Want. And Dr. David Kuhl is an internationally known palliative care physician, and his work offers guidance on living with a terminal disease. It's based on extensive interviews with dying people. His book offers guidance, solace, and helpful strategies for people who are terminally ill, their families and caregivers. In What Dying People Want, Dr. David Kuhl addresses end-of-life realities, the physical, the psychological, and the spiritual, through his own experiences as a doctor and the experience of people who know that they are dying. Now I move into persuading and provoking. And not too far into that book, I found one profound quote that there is a way to live our lives as God intended, whether it be in our living or in our dying. I suggest the following words also apply to the life and the death of the church, whenever that might be. Frederick Buechner has written a book called Telling Secrets, and the quote is taken from that book. And the words offer advice for the living and the dying. And by the way, we are terminal. He writes, "Stop trying to protect, to rescue, to judge, to manage the lives around you. Remember that the lives of others are not your business. They are their business. They are God's business. And even your own life is not your business. It is also God's business. Leave it to God." It is an astonishing thought. It can become a life-transforming thought. Unclench the fists of your spirit and take it easy. He writes, "What deadens us most to God's presence within us, I think, is the inner dialogue we are continuously engaged in with ourselves, the endless chatter of human thought. I suspect there is nothing more crucial to true spiritual comfort than being able from time to time to stop that chatter. Unclench the fists of your spirit. Stop trying to protect, rescue, judge, and manage the lives of others. Free the spirit, that life might be lived in all its fullness. It is a matter of life and death. It is a matter of life and death for the church." Psalm 111 again says, "He set his people free and made an eternal covenant with them. Holy and mighty is he." So things have changed since Kelsey gifted me with that card in 2004, and those 22 years I've changed, more averse to risk, fewer years left to recover from mistakes. And so it's natural that I would adopt a defensive posture. More trips to the doctor for preventative tests, more time spent worrying about if I will have enough to see me through to the end of my days. I think I've become a bit more judgmental and feel the need to protect, rescue, and even manage the lives of those I love. Is that what it means to live life in all its fullness? Is that what God has set me free to do? In those 22 years, we know the church has changed, and we've become a bit defensive about our future, more protective about our past, We worry a bit more if our church will see its way through to the end of our days. We are prone to judging others based on a fear of something we can't identify or will not name. We have spent more time counting our beans than we have building up intimate relationships with one another. Is that what God set the church free to do? As we begin this new month, which brings us closer to our summer vacations, I invite us to unclench the fists of your spirit. Re-enchant yourselves with the God who has set us free. Free up your spirit and live life in all its intended fullness. Head off to the deep end of the pool. Remember those days at the swimming hole and the swimming pool, days of our first love, our first kisses, our days of wonder. What would it be like to live like that now? Free up the spirit and live life in all its intended fullness. Recall those days and times when God's Spirit ran free through the church and through you, when being in relationship with God brought hope and joy, when patience and prayer went hand in hand, when finding yourself in the church was more about you and God than it was about you and others, when being in the presence of God filled you with wonder. What would it be like for you and the church to live like that now? Let our service here today be an invitation to continue and expand the work of this vibrant church community. An invitation to claim, confess, celebrate, and make manifest the same freedom and love recognized by God's early people. An emancipation proclamation gifted by God for the earliest of God's people, and for all of God's people to come. An emancipation proclamation even given unto us. Unclench the fists of your spirit. Give grandma a kiss on the forehead. Hop on your bike and ride to the pool as quick as you can. Head off to the deep end. Free the spirit that life might be lived in all its fullness. There are those who would suggest it's a matter of life and death. Amen. May it be so.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Men shall
Good morning, my friends. Gracious and loving God, we gather as your people, held in your care and called into your work. In this season of spring, when the earth awakens and new life stirs all around us, we are reminded of your renewing spirit, always at work, always inviting us into hope. God of all creation, we give you thanks for the beauty that surrounds us, for budding trees, for lengthening days, for the quiet promise of growth. Where we have felt weary and burdened, breathe new life into us. Where hope has seemed distant, draw it close again. God of compassion, we pray for your world. Where there is conflict, bring peace. Where there is hunger, bring nourishment. Where there is fear, bring courage. We remember especially those places where violence and injustice persist. Guide leaders to act with wisdom and humility, and help all people to seek the common good. God of healing, we lift before you those who are hurting in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for those facing illness, those awaiting diagnosis, and those living with chronic pain or grief. Surround them with your comfort and strength. May they know that they are not alone. God of community, we pray for our families, friends, and neighbors. Strengthen the bonds that hold us together. Help us to be patient with one another, generous in spirit, and quick to listen. Show us how to be your hands and feet in the world, reaching out with kindness, offering help where it is needed. God of the Church, we pray for the United Church of Canada and for this congregation. As we continue to discern our calling, guide us with your spirit. Help us to be a community of welcome and inclusion, where all people are valued and all gifts are celebrated. Give us courage to live out our faith in meaningful ways. God of hope, we pray for those who feel lost or alone today. May your presence be known to them in quiet and unexpected ways. Light a path before them and remind them that they are deeply loved. And now, in a moment of silence, we offer to you the prayers that rest on our hearts. God who hears us, receive these prayers and all those left unspoken. Trusting in your mercy and guided by your love, we offer them in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Today we gather at the table and in the pews to celebrate the gifts of God made known to us in the bread and the wine shared by Jesus. Let us celebrate our faith. The Holy One is here. God's Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to God. It is right to offer thanks and praise. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. All who come to me shall not hunger, and all who believe in me shall not thirst." With Christians around the world and throughout the centuries, we gather around these symbols of bread, of wine, simple elements that speak of nourishment and transformation. Let us pray together. Loving God, we thank you that you are as close to us as breath, that your love is constant and unfailing. We thank you for all that sustains life, and especially for Jesus Christ, who teaches us how to live out an ethic of justice and peace, and for the promise of transformation made manifest in his life, death, and his resurrection. We ask you to bless this bread and this cup. Through this meal, make us the body of Christ, that we may join with you in promoting the well-being of all creation. Amen. We remember on the night when Jesus and the disciples had their last meal together, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat it as often as you do remember me." In the symbol of the broken bread, we participate in the life of Christ and dedicate ourselves to being his disciples. In the same way, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant, poured out for you and for many. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." In the symbol of the cup, we participate in the new life Christ brings. Come, let us share in this meal together. All who seek to be in relationship with Jesus are welcome to eat and drink, those who have accepted their call and those who are curious about it, those who have been on a journey for years, and those who've just started, all are welcome at this table, for it is not our table, but God's table. And we pray together the prayer taught to us by Jesus, who asked us to gather and pray together, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Many the gifts, many the words. One bride, one body, one Lord of all. One cup, a blessing which we bless. And we, though many, throughout the earth, we are one body in this one Lord. Grain for the fields, scattered and gathered to one for all. One bride, one body, one Lord of all. One cup of blessing which we bless. We are one body in this one Lord. We are one body in this one Lord.
Having joined together at the table, we pray together. We bless you, O God, for gifts of bread and cup, for sustaining us in hope every day of our lives. We pray for your strength to prepare us now for your service as we offer to you lives of witness and worship in the world you have made. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
With thanks for God's provision in our lives, let's pray together, offering all that we have and all that we are back to the Lord for the building of God's kingdom. Great God of heaven and earth, you call us to leave behind our preoccupations and to follow you into the future. Sometimes we find your call challenging. We are comfortable, maybe even complacent in our present. May this act of giving be a gesture of our willingness to follow where you lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, next week on May the 10th, the in-person service is a combined one at 10 a.m. to show our gratitude to God and to Reverend Kelly Grittner for his ministry among us as our temporary minister. So if you're local and able to join us, please do. We will still be here online as usual. And next week is not the only week you can turn up if you're around here or even visiting Qualicum Beach. Please come and see us on any Sunday. Our usual services are at 9 a.m. for the contemporary and at 11 a.m. for the traditional.
We leave this place to go into the world. Go in peace and love and care for another. May God lead you to places of rest and renewal. May Christ Jesus give you life in abundance And may the Holy Spirit fill your heart with gladness and generosity, both now and forevermore. You are known, you are loved, you are enough.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.